time for a deep dive into the one issue that matters most in a capitalist democracy, money. This is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of the Maggie Dawn Show and the Patriotic Millionaires. Now, here's Maggie Dawn.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for listening today to today's episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. Really excited to be joined by my very special guest, Stephen Prince, the vice chair of the Patriotic Millionaires, a self-made millionaire himself, and a man that believes that paying workers a fair and dignified wage is central to any business's success. Stephen, you know a lot of other CEOs and rich folks. You live in Georgia. You're from there. I gotta imagine that you hear all sorts of rationalizations and pushback to this basic idea. What do you say to your business owner buddies who say that you're crazy and that we need to keep the minimum wage where it is, which was set back in, I think, 2006 or seven. It hasn't moved in nearly 20 years.
Well, you know, most everybody down here that knows me knows where I come from. They know how I feel about these things. But the other thing is, telling for someone, even a CEO of a company with 50 or 500 or 5,000 employees, they will seldom, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that they think that $7.25 is a fair wage. What they will say is that nobody gets paid $7.25 an hour, which I think is ludicrous. That's not true. I mean, I think there are 20 states right now that are still $7.25 is the minimum wage, which is less than $15,000 a year. Yeah. Now, who anywhere in the United States of America can live on $15,000 a year, especially given the fact they're even going to pay some taxes on that? Maybe with earned income tax credit, they may get a little bit of it back. But I want to veer off for just a second over what we pay people and talk about what people get to keep. Yes. I think that one of the biggest issues that I'm frustrated with right now, I'm about 80% through a book that's going to wind up having a remarkable impact on the way that I view these issues. And it's called The Wolf on K Street. Mm-hmm. And I was never aware of the history of how we got to where we are now. But it started in the early 70s, post-Nixon, when lobbyists and attorneys came to realize that they could have a huge impact on a federal and a state level in determining how much taxes corporations and individuals paid. Now, none of these attorneys or none of these lobbyists were concerned about the working class. They were only worried about the wealthy people, the business owners, the CEOs, and the upper level executives of these corporations. So they have slowly, methodically, and meticulously adjusted tax law in the last 50 years to where the working class right now typically pay a higher tax rate than the CEO of the corporation. And it's just not right. So what I'm saying is that even if you pay these people, you raise the minimum wage from $7.25 to, let's say, to $15 an hour, and it really probably should be $20 an hour, they still won't live. The way their money is treated will not be the same. Another example that I will give you is inheritances. Well, you know, up until about 10 or 12 years ago, the maximum amount that you could protect if you left a large stash of cash for your kids was $650,000 per person. Today, it's over $11 million per person. So a mother and a father can leave $22 million to the children. And I had a big argument recently with another wealthy friend of mine about that very issue, because he's going to leave that much or more to his children. And he says, well, it's not right. I've already paid the taxes on it. And I said, yes, that's true. You did pay taxes on it, but your children didn't pay any taxes on it. And when they get that check for $7, $10, $15 million per child, any way you want to cut it, it's income. Yeah. And if it's income, it should be taxed as income. So what they've learned to do is just you wrap another term around it. You call it another word, so you get to treat it differently. So the imbalance that's taking place in America right now is really hidden in tax law. But you know, back to the point that you'd ask about, we need to raise minimum wage, but we don't need to raise it to a set level. It needs to be set on the minimum amount of money that it takes for someone to live, which is about $40,000 a year for an individual. That needs to be the number, and they shouldn't have to pay any taxes until they get above that level. So if they make $40,000 a year, they pay zero taxes, so they get to keep it all to live on. It's a multi-level correction that we need to go through, but I think that's the tack we have to take.
And that is exactly what was proposed just last week in the American Sustainability Act, introduced by Representative Summer Lee of the 12th District of Pennsylvania, a meaningful sustainability wage that is indexed to inflation and a tax exemption for the cost of living. Right. Duh, is what I say to this. Like, why should working people who are barely getting by pay any income tax? It just doesn't make any sense. Why should wealth, capital gains be taxed differently and at a lower rate than work? It's the same sort of earning, right? Why should that income to those that are inherited not get taxed just like a working person's income? It is all of a whole. I like to say, Stephen, if you want to talk about childcare policy, if you want to talk about strengthening our borders, you're talking about tax policy and making it more fair to working people in this country. My special guest this half hour, Stephen Prince, Vice President of the Patriotic Millionaires, a bootstrap millionaire himself, earned it all on his own ingenuity and business acumen, which included paying his workers a fair wage. And folks, if you're interested in this history of tax policy that Stephen is referring to, that's going to be discussed in his new book once he gets it done, The Wolf on K Street, I'm going to be joined next Friday for an entire hour by historian Heather Cox Richardson. And all we're going to be talking about is the history of tax policy in this country. Stephen, you may find that pretty interesting yourself. I want to just ask you this baseline question, because this is how it's always framed by the right. We've got about a minute left. The right always claims that taxing, quote, job creators like yourself will hurt the economy. Fact or fiction?
That's ridiculous. I mean, to me, it's laughable. It's so self-serving that it bears no validity, as far as I'm concerned, because by saying that is you don't want to pay any taxes. I get that you don't want to pay any taxes, but I tell all my wealthy friends, if we paid our people more, they lived a better life, we still wouldn't give up any of the lifestyle that we have. We'd still have our multiple homes, we'd still have multiple cars, and we'd have our private jets. It would not change our lifestyle. But it would change the lifestyle of the people that work for us. They're not mutually exclusive goals. They really aren't. They're not fighting one another. We can do both.
We've got to leave it there. That's Stephen Prince, Vice Chair of the Patriotic Millionaires, my friend and now yours. We'll be back with more on the Civic Media Radio Network.